small businesses are revolutionizing the federal IT industry in a unique way. That is according to Izella Dornell. She's Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Commerce Department. She's co-chair of ACT-IAC's Small Business Conference. And she says small businesses are finding new ways to streamline IT systems and increase public access to agencies across government. And Izella is here to talk about the small business interaction at Commerce and what we can look for next Wednesday. It's hard to believe it's next Wednesday already, and I wish you well on the Small Business Conference at the Grand Hyatt Washington, Izella. Why is this something that you care so much about, the concept of small businesses doing business with the government, that you wanted to get involved with this? Thanks for coming on today.
Good evening, and thanks for having me on. I believe that small businesses are very key to the emerging trends that we're seeing in the IT community. And I believe that the small business community will play a pivotal role in helping us as we face many social and technology changes as it relates to our customer expectations, the changing technology as it evolves. And I just believe that we have to partner with the small business community to help us in the federal space to be able to address the many, many changes that we have coming our way.
You and I have spoken off the air on a number of occasions, Izella, about the way that you look for small businesses and the innovation that you see that they're able to bring both directly to you and through larger companies as subcontractors. How has that arc changed at the Commerce Department over time? How has the relationship improved and evolved working with small businesses?
Well, let me talk about small businesses in general, and not just at Commerce, but just their engagement both with the federal space as well as with the contractors or the larger contractor bases that may support us. I find that small businesses have been very key in helping us in our maturity about the emerging IT trends that we're seeing. I believe that the small businesses have a little bit more agility in ways that they can get involved. They are more aware in some cases about some of the new technologies because they can have some in-house trials and pilots that they can bring to the government in the form of solutions. So we're looking to, you know, have them become more engaged and understanding how some of these trends can impact us with our operations and bring value to our business base as well or our mission, and also being proactive in evaluating and how we actually implement new technologies in our mission space.
Many times small business owners tell me at events like this small business conference is coming up that the hardest hurdle for them to overcome, Izella, is just to be able to let people like you know what's available, know what's possible. I know we've talked about the concept that you're so involved in what's going on, working with Steve Cooper and the CIOs at the various bureaus, that you are not able, as well as you'd like, to be aware of what every single person is capable of doing and potential applications that will make your job of serving citizens easier. What are some of the ways that you'd like to receive that kind of information from small businesses we've seen the cattle calls at all of these kinds of events where, you know, the business card exchange and all of that jazz. What's a really effective way, or what are some really effective ways for companies to get on the radar screen of somebody in government to be able to let them know the art of the possible?
Well, one of the things that we try to introduce in this year's Small Business Conference is to have what we call a solution zone. And in this solution zone, we plan to have a mixture of government as well as small business representatives from industry to tackle some topics and foster conversations around some of the trends and problems or issues or challenges that we are facing. And we're hoping that in that solution zone, we will be able to, you know, roll up our sleeves together, both industry and the federal government, to develop practical solutions to things that we're facing both in the government and in the contractor community. One of the things that we wanted to do this time also was to introduce some topics that we have not traditionally covered in the small business conference, and that would be, for example, exporting. We think that that is a field that's right for small businesses to get engaged. We also have a keynote speaker that's from the Department of Commerce. Her name is Julie Kirk, and she's the director of our Office of Innovation and Enterprise. And we're hoping that in her messaging during lunchtime next week that we'll be able to carry over into the solution zone more dialogue from the messages that she brings to us next week. So I believe that there'll be opportunities. I know here at Commerce with our CIO, my boss Steve, he's been very open to industry coming in, rolling up their sleeves, giving us suggestions and recommendations to help us as we try to develop and implement our IT transformation roadmap that we have in place here at the department.
That's a two-way win, it sounds like to me, too, for the industry people that are there at this conference in this solution zone. They get an opportunity to really show what they can do, not just say, I can do blah, 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 here's my business card.
Exactly.
And the win for you and your colleagues in government is you can see exactly what those folks are talking about to understand how these solutions will work in a practical environment.
Exactly. And in addition to the solution zone, we also have what we're calling an emerging technology fair. And this will allow small businesses to showcase, from an exhibitor's perspective, new and established products that they have, and to also gain some insight from those in attendance about these new ideas and product solutions that they have. As a matter of fact, it's sort of a contest. So those attending will have an opportunity to vote for their favorite technology that's in this emerging technology zone, technology fair. So I'm looking for the solution zone coupled with the technology fair as well as the breakout sessions and our keynote speaker to sort of tie a lot of things together for us and provide transformation, 21st century transformation for small businesses that attend. And not just for the small businesses, but for the federal government attendees as well next Wednesday.
I don't know if you have lined this up or not, but my suggestion for the technology fair is you should have a dunking booth, and we could put Tom Temin in it,
people
could throw baseballs and win prizes.
Oh, wow. You know, I thought Tom was your friend.
He is my friend. I wouldn't say something like that about somebody I didn't like, Izelle.
Okay.
I wish you terrific success with this next Wednesday. It's at the Grand Hyatt Washington. It is ACT-IAC's 9th Annual Small Business Conference, and you've done a terrific job at putting this together from the government side. And I want to say a quick shout-out to the CEO of FWD Think, Rabia Sutton, who is the industry chair. And I wish you well, and I'll look forward to seeing you there, Izelle. Thank you very much for coming on.
And thank you for having me on, and I'm looking to see all of my federal government colleagues at the Grand Hyatt on next Wednesday.